This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live tonight on this live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. It is Mark with you.
And Daryl.
And today we have a special guest host, and that is Aaron Day. Aaron, can you give people just some idea of who you are? I know you used to be the president of the Atlas Society, or maybe you are, still are. I don't know.
I used to be the president of the Atlas Society. I used to be on the Free State Project board, and I'm now running for governor of New Hampshire as a libertarian.
Excellent.
So what is the Atlas Society?
The Atlas Society is a...
Book of maps?
No, a 501c3 think tank that promotes Ayn Rand's philosophy of objectivism.
Okay.
All right. So, well, I asked you to sit in because, well... You were in the area, and I figured you'd be a good choice for folks. So I picked an article to start with here, and you can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, just to let you know, Free Talk Live. That's what we do here. And not only can you use the telephone number, which is 855-450-free as in freedom, you can also use Skype. Our username is lrn.fm, and we make the phones available to you. But right now, there is a talk of a guaranteed jobs for all program that's gaining traction with 2020 presidential hopefuls on the Democratic side.
Are there any president? Like, I know that there at some point will be people that are hopeful to get the Democratic Party's presidential nomination, but has anybody actually tossed their name in the ring yet?
I think that what they do now is they play this kind of coy game of I'm available, but I didn't say yes yet.
You know? Oh, so it's kind of like dating.
Yeah, it's a lot like that.
Okay.
Yeah. The conservative approach to social programs has evolved in sophistication over the decades, with frontal assaults on Social Security and Medicaid having been badly beaten back. The GOP has repackaged its attempt to roll back these programs by putting recipients to work. And that sounds good, right? Like, people want people who are getting programs to be at work, but Medicaid is for poor people. Social Security, on the other hand, is for old people. How do you put them to work? I mean, they already worked.
I don't know if they're saying that they want the Social Security recipients to go to work.
That's
I
what
think
the, this author's saying, Kate Arnoff.
Oh, it would not surprise me if, you know, an author somewhere misconstrued something that some politician said. It happens all the time.
I'm more interested in just being able to keep my Social Security money.
That's never going to happen.
Yeah, it doesn't seem likely. At the very least, let me invest it how I want.
But, you know, most people, and I realize I'm painting with a very broad brush here, but most people do not know the difference between Medicare and Medicaid. And I know you just explained it, but the vast majority of times when one is mentioned, they're mentioned together.
Yeah.
Because they're handled by the same agency.
Is that so? What's the agency?
I believe it's the
Medicare Medicaid agency?
Medicaid,
CMS.
Okay. Yeah.
Awesome. Anyway, work requirements were the cornerstone of the 1996 welfare reform that was under Clinton, and each subsequent assault on public benefits has used them to kick in the door.
Yeah, it's the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, so it's handled by the same agency.
You want food stamps? Work. You want Medicaid? Work. Want disability? Work. I mean, this is really pretty funny. You want food? Work. You want medical care? Work. You know, you want some kind of insurance in case you get hurt? You should get that by paying for some kind of medical insurance, I guess.
Right, and I think, you know, the sort of Republican fear is that there's all of these able-bodied people that are collecting all of these things that just don't want to work.
I think that there's some evidence for this. So if you go and look
there
at
there might be some, but the Republican fear is that everybody is capable. There are some people that legitimately are not able to work for
absolutely
various reasons.
But the number of the population we're talking about here that is not currently working by the definition the government uses as working, I can't remember what the number is off the top of my head, but it's something like 40% of the population between the ages of 16 and 64. Now, a lot of them are stay-at-home moms. They're working their butts off.
Right. A lot of them, there's also a, I'm going to say a high number. I don't mean that as a high percentage,
yep,
per se, but students that are full-time students also counted in that not working population.
How much time did you spend as a student not working?
Very little.
Yeah, I worked.
Because I did work, but I know a lot of people that did not.
Agreed. I knew a lot of them too, but I had a job basically from the time I was 12.
And then I think people that are technically listed as underemployed are also, for the purposes of that statistic that you're talking about, listed as not full employees.
Okay, I don't
because
know.
Because they wind up calculating some kind of thing of full employment, and underemployment is not calculated in full employment.
Okay.
So somebody that's a student working 20 hours a week is not a full-time employee.
I suppose it makes some sense. I mean, obviously, they're doing something that qualifies as work being as a student. In a lot of cases, these degrees they're going after, they're probably going to find that they're going to work a lot more to pay, you know, spend a lot more time bartending,
right,
to pay off that humanities degree.
Yeah,
that they
got. You know, that's one of the sort of horrible things about statistics, right, is you can manipulate the numbers to prove whatever sort of point you want to prove.
I guess I've just seen too many people who clearly don't have jobs. You know, I walk down the street and some guys, I remember a story that was told to me by a state rep just a couple of few weeks ago about the governor calling in some of the homeless from Manchester saying, all right, we're going to get you guys some jobs. And some of these homeless people saying, whoa, we don't want jobs. We make more money by panhandling than we do by working. I'm not interested in your job. Thought you were here for something else.
You know,
so
panhandling, not easy. I wouldn't do it for 12 hours a day.
It's clearly a sales job. And
it is.
Basically selling nothing. But
it's just not a taxable job.
If the weather's nice.
That's the thing, that a lot of these statistics also, if somebody's doing, you know, a bunch of side hustles where they're getting cash, that's not a taxable job for the purposes of government statistics.
How about you, Aaron? Did you ever go to school and not have a job, or were you working the whole time?
I worked the whole time, and then I dropped out to start a company. So.
Yeah, I mean, a bunch of college dropouts here. So, I mean, for me, when I think about panhandling, I'll bet you I could do it really well. I mean, I'd have to grow a goatee. I'm kind of curious, like, if I dressed up in a...
I doubt your wife would let you become a panhandler.
Why not? She's happy to have me out of the house during the day. I mean, I'm kind of curious if I wore a suit and a tie and just said, wife won't give me money for a TV, and how I would do.
Well, I did see some headlines earlier today that apparently Kylie Jenner,
yeah,
who she's, you know,
the child
apparently of, very close to being the youngest billionaire ever, people have started a GoFundMe or a Kickstarter to raise her $100 million to where she can wind up becoming a billionaire.
That's awesome. That's very nice of them.
It's absolutely ridiculous.
Oh, it's ridiculous to give them any money, but it's really nice that they're thinking that so well of this gal. I'm just curious. People want to give money to people that are successful. Maybe I could just stand there on the side of the road like some of these fellas who, you know, have the whole cardboard sign or whatever. I can't even read the cardboard sign. What am I supposed to do with that? Just give you money because I can't read your sign? You can't figure that out? I don't know. I mean, I'm frustrated.
Give them a marker and a poster board.
No.
And then maybe they can make a better sign.
I didn't spend 8 years in prison to go handing out free things to a bunch of bums. Look, I support the local homeless shelter because I want people to have a roof over their head.
I'm just saying, if you want people to read their sign, instead of complaining that you can't read the sign, give them the materials to read a sign.
Not here for that. Thanks. 855
So you've just got complaints.
855-450-OH-I-DO. When I see somebody asking for my money, I have complaints. 855-453. Please call in, tell me how I'm wrong. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Was such a sweet, lovable animal, and people would want to pet him, and they'd come up, and they'd get close to him, and it would be this instant, oh! My dad didn't want to touch him. It's like, ooh, get the stinky dog away from me.
Even after we'd give her a bath, she would still stink.
Very stinky, both bad breath and bad gas. I asked the vet, and he said, some dogs are just stinky.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
DinoVite.com. The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The ingredients convinced me that it was definitely worth trying. After about a week, he started smelling normal. My husband and I were really kind of astonished.
Dynavite is nutrition.
859-428-1000.
DinoVite.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Imagine this is you. You're working late when you get an alert on your smartphone. Your motion-activated Blink security camera picked up something at home. You pop open your Blink app and see the silhouette of a man peering through your kitchen window. The job of a home security system is to help stop crime. Get 3 Blink cams for way less than the other guys, plus an extra 15% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to save 15%.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. The number, 855-450-3733. what we're talking about here is an article from The Intercept that's talking about a federal jobs guaranteed program that's being proposed by maybe some Democratic hopefuls that are coming up here shortly. Love to get your thoughts on it. The number is 855-450-3733. But, Daryl, we've got our own little program here.
Well, we've got several programs that we have, but this, if you're a cryptocurrency enthusiast, advocate, you want to do some crypto outreach while buying supper or, you know, getting some other service provided to you, then look into CryptoTip. CryptoTip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to any service provider, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it brings up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and then allows them to claim the amount that you put on the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get it refunded to you after a time period that you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. And one thing to note, actually two things. Currently, it is Dash only while in the open beta, and you can print 6 per page. I don't think it specified how many go on a page on the site,
okay,
but it is 6 per page, which is handy if you're trying to figure out, you know, I want to do like 1 or 2 pages worth.
Yep, because a lot of times with a server, you don't have time to explain to them what cryptocurrency is, but you can send them something and, you know, tease them a little bit, you know, give them some idea about what you're leaving.
Yeah, so if you're familiar with the paper wallets that people used, you know, several years ago.
They still use them.
Well, several years ago, Ernest Hancock from Freedom's Phoenix made some paper wallets that he put like 25 cents on, and he was just like giving these things out.
You could probably buy a car with one of those now.
Not sure, but one of the problems with those is if that paper wallet got lost, the crypto was lost.
Yeah.
With CryptoTip, that comes back to you.
Yeah,
so there's
feature.
You know, you're not just throwing crypto into the ether for it to be lost for eternity. CryptoTip.org.
Going on with this article from The Intercept talking about work programs. After all, if a person is physically able to, why shouldn't they work just like everybody else? But an approach catching fire among activists and even some high-level elected Democrats answers the question by turning it on its head. Drawing on an idea with a storied history in American politics, if working is so important, then why shouldn't the government provide a job directly to somebody who can't find one? At this point, who can't find a job? I mean, the employment rates are the lowest it's been in more than a decade. Basically, if you have a heartbeat and a couple of IQ points to rub together, you've got some kind of work somewhere within traveling distance from your house.
For the most part,
I don't live everywhere in America. I only live one place. But I can tell you that those places are offering pretty high wages, wages that I would have really liked to have heard about when I was, you know, getting $3.35 an hour working at a magazine store when I was 15 years old.
You know, and then there are some jobs that, even though it's entry level, they want several years experience,
sure,
and bachelor's degrees. Not everybody has that. So, you know, you do have people that are being selective in the type of employment that they'll take. Not everybody wants to go scrub toilets. Not everybody wants to flip burgers at McDonald's.
Place around here that's got warehouse work. And warehouse work isn't the easiest work around,
right,
but pretty much, if you've got a full, like you're an able-bodied adult, you can handle some warehouse work. I mean, not every woman could do it necessarily, but, you know, the guys can.
Yeah, I mean, I know several people that own landscaping companies or moving companies. They can't find anyone anywhere. And it's partly because of Medicaid and Medicaid expansion. There are a lot of people that are able-bodied that are just choosing not to work.
Yep, but I had a friend who at one point just decided, I'm disabled. It's mental.
Yep. Well, that's one part of it. Then there are a lot of jobs. If you actually look at job growth, for instance, in New Hampshire, it's in the healthcare sector and in transportation. So there are a lot of people, if you see these road construction jobs with 10, 15 people standing around a cone, those are very, very high paying jobs, and they're taking people out of the labor force in a major way, and it's having a negative impact. Houses are being delayed in terms of build dates because of this.
Because somebody's standing around looking at a cone. And it seems like, I don't know why it is, but whenever I go by, it seems like the guys with the shovels aren't doing anything. Look, it's not my business. I don't know whether they need to be digging at that moment or not, but hey, you got a shovel? I got something that needs to be done at my house. You want to do it? Because I'll pay you.
Yeah, and you know, there's
probably
a lot
as well
of
as getting paid there.
There's a lot of manual labor type jobs to where it is some hurry up and wait sort of stuff.
Yeah, it happens.
You know, when I worked for the airline, the better part of the day was waiting around on airplanes to land.
Yep,
and then you're really, really busy for about 30, 45 minutes.
Yep.
And then you wait on another airplane to land.
Let's see, turning it on their heads, providing a job directly to someone who can't find one for years considered the province of renegade economists, the idea that everyone should have a job if they want or need one, it's the government's job to make that possible, has begun once again to creep into the mainstream conversation.
Now, I'm curious here.
I just think of FDR when I think of this stuff.
I try not to think of FDR, but when I hear this, I'm wondering if this proposal is being offered as a quote-unquote more sensible alternative to universal basic income.
I think that's probably what they're talking about, yeah, sure.
Yeah, because with universal basic income, the pitch is everybody just gets money and they don't have to actually do anything. This is, all right, we're not just going to wind up giving everybody money. They're actually going to have to wind up, you know, like going to a job, but we'll make sure that there is a job.
So,
and now the Republicans, they're like, we like it when people work.
Yep.
They're going to start accepting this as an alternative to just give everybody money for existing.
Republicans seem to like it when people do the military, right? And I've heard from people who are in the military, that in many cases, it's not like a real job. My uncle said it almost ruined him for real work. So, I mean, I take that pretty seriously. Aaron, you're running for governor of the state of New Hampshire. What do you think about the idea of all this extra labor coming on board for you?
Well, I mean, we have a 2.6% unemployment rate, so I'm not exactly sure, you know, what jobs would need to be manufactured to be fulfilled. But
I know that there's always bridges, right? I mean, somebody's always complaining about a bridge being no good.
Well, you know, again, we'd create a bunch of make-work jobs, and we'd take people out of the labor force that could be more effectively doing something more productive. That's the net effect of this.
That's Economics in One Lesson by Henry Hazlitt, right? You know, when you start throwing government money around, you never know what the marketplace would have applied the money to. 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm. That's our username on Skype. You can use our Discord. Just go to discord.freetalklive.com. 855-450-3733.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For you. USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. President Donald Trump spoke with Jeff Glor on CBS Evening News about his upcoming meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Nothing bad's going to come out of it, and maybe some good will come out. But I go in with low expectations. I'm not going in with high expectations. I can't tell you what's going to happen, but I can tell you what I'll be asking for, and we'll see if something comes of it.
The meeting comes after the indictment of a dozen Russians for allegedly trying to interfere with the 2016 presidential election. Trump says he's heard that the Russians tried to hack the Republicans as well as the Democrats, but that the Republicans had better defenses. In an exclusive interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan tells Chuck Todd that the administration has taken steps to push back against Russia by increasing defense spending and raising energy output.
This administration has given lethal weapons, the Javelin anti-tank system, to Ukraine. President Obama never did that.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live, live Sunday edition. It's Mark with you,
Aaron,
and Daryl.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. If you want to comment on, well, the federal jobs program that we're talking about here or anything else. But before we get back into it, Aaron, I know you're running for governor, and I just thought I'd give you an opportunity, you know, normally we do a live read here. I just thought I'd give you an opportunity to take a minute and talk about what it is that your campaign's about and what your site is and give your info and all that stuff.
All right, thanks. I'm running for a very simple reason, which is that the sovereignty and solvency of New Hampshire is at risk because of the way the two parties have behaved for the last 30 years. So in New Hampshire, our spending has increased tenfold in the last 30 years, even though the population has only increased 18%. So basically,
is that tenfold in real dollars or tenfold in, amortized dollars or whatever? I don't know.
If you adjust it for inflation,
okay.
We've actually
adjusted for inflation.
We are increasing spending at 30 times the rate of population growth.
Wow.
Our pension system is $5.5 billion underfunded. And we've been using Medicaid as a scam to fund a substantial portion of our budget. In fact, 30% of New Hampshire's entire budget is funded by Medicaid, which we've just expanded. So this is unsustainable. So I'm running in part to repeal Medicaid expansion and to fix the pension system.
It sure would be nice if a state was fiscally responsible. I've never imagined living in one. It seems like a pipe dream.
I don't know of any state that is actually fiscally responsible, even though a bunch of states claim we have balanced budget amendments that require that the budgets be balanced. Okay, then how do you explain this several billion dollars of debt?
Yeah, it's just a sleight of hand trick. It's the three-card Monty. You know, where's the debt? Where's the deficit? Where's the deficit? Just easing it around.
Well, and this always ends the same way. There's an economist named Martin Armstrong who actually hired 250 people to basically analyze currency prices and analyze coin debasement. And basically all societies go through this similar, you know, situation where they start giving away more handouts and more handouts.
Sure, it's easier to get elected that way.
And then either they collapse or go to war. That's it. And we're not doing anything any different. There's nothing.
New Hampshire's not going to go to war.
Well, yeah, we're not going to go to war, but, you know, bankruptcy's looming.
Yeah, the federal government has ways of, like, sort of sending money your way if that's happening. And I'd say that when it comes to bankruptcy, probably every state's on the parapet of it with these pension plans that they have that are just, they were underfunded because all these states are doing the same thing. But, yeah, it would be really awesome if somebody fixed that. And where can folks go to find out more?
My website is www.day4nh.co.
That's day4nh.co. Well, there you go. Going on with this article from The Intercept about the government job program. Let's see. In the last week alone, and this is not a new program, so it's relatively new. It's 2020 hopeful.
Article here is from April, by the way.
Yeah, from April. I don't want to say what date because it was April 1st, but it's true. Hopeful Senator Kirsten Gillibrand from New York told The Nation that the Guaranteed Jobs Program, creating floor for wages and benefits and expanding the right to collectively bargain, are exactly the type of roles that government must take to shift power back to workers and our communities. How do you like that statement? So, public sector unions basically effectively raising the minimum wage by offering crappy government make-work programs where people don't work very hard. You get it? How hard would it be to run a fast food restaurant, for instance, where you bust your butt? I worked at Burger King when I was 16 years old. You bust your butt the whole time you're there. Just going, yep. going. And then versus just, so if let's say they're at, $7.50 an hour, someplace, some fast food restaurant is at $7.50 an hour.
Right. Federal minimum $7.25.
Yep. And then the government brings out a $15 an hour make work program where you stand on the side of the road and hold a shovel and look at people as they go by. What's that going to do for the fast food restaurant?
It'll be great for the kiosk industry.
Yeah, it'll drive up that much. So it basically creates a new minimum wage. Then, let's not forget, all these people are now public sector union employees.
Yep.
Their jobs then become more important than yours because the government always considers its employees more than it does you. Whenever I'm talking here in the town and they're talking, well, we've got employees, we've got to take care of them. Optical, dental, they get the whole shebang here. They don't care about my tax dollars, which come from the job that I work. They don't care how many hours I have to work to pay the benefits of the people whom they're talking about. And it's going to be the same way at the federal government, because federal employees make even more than local and state employees.
Right, and you're not going to be able to wind up taxing the people enough to pay for this program. It's just not going to be possible. Because then everybody, well, why do I want to work in the private sector when I can go get a guaranteed government job?
Right, and then everybody's working for the government.
We're going to guarantee a job for everyone that wants one.
Then everybody's working for the government, and nobody's really producing anything.
And nobody's paying taxes.
Right. Well, right. They're all paying taxes out of this money that they have, and then the taxes go up. But let's not forget that an economy can't survive. Money is just a representation of wealth. Wealth is the thing you produce, the productive people produce. And when productive people are working for government programs, and there's very few government agencies that actually produce things.
So we just have to nationalize the fast food industries, and now all of the McDonald's are owned by the federal government. So now all of the burger flippers, not only are they getting to fight for 15, but they're government employees and part of a government union, so that when the minimum wage goes up, because government contracts are all tied to the minimum wage, their rate is going to go up even higher.
Socialism's a great idea to your standard and bread line, you know what I mean?
Something, look at Venezuela.
Right, that's what it comes down to, is
where
that,
the last time I looked, Venezuela had nationalized over 500 different types of businesses.
That's because if they don't nationalize, if they don't consume, there's nothing left to cannibalize to then, you know, beat out their wonderful ideas of how they fix stuff.
Yeah.
The marketplace is productive, and sadly, if you want to get paid, you're going to have to produce. It's frustrating, I know. I've been in jobs where I didn't want to do the work. And the best thing for you is to get out of that job, let somebody who does want to do that job, and go do something that you're more excited about doing. And, you know, sometimes that's hard. It's not easy. It's a lot easier to sit around and complain about how the government stacks the deck against you.
So, hold on. I'm curious, and I want to go back to this thing of the government would provide everyone a job if they want or need one. Would it be to the level that the person wants or needs the job? So if somebody has only ever been a middle manager, then will they wind up being the entry-level person at the nationalized fast food restaurant, or would they be a shift manager at the nationalized fast food restaurant?
None of these socialists have proposed nationalizing the fast food restaurant, to be clear.
Yet.
They're going to have to. Like, ultimately, you'd have to begin cannibalizing, yes.
Right, but even at the New Hampshire State House, there's a cafeteria down in the bottom. Now, I think it's technically privately run, but it goes out on some kind of a bid.
Yeah, it goes out to a bid.
And basically, those people are basically government employees by sleight of hand.
Pretty close. I mean, that's basically how lunch ladies are and that sort of thing. Yep. Senator, have you heard of this gal? Elizabeth Warren, Democrat from Massachusetts, another presumed 2020 aspirant. She said no, but presumed. Has begun looking closely.
Well, we can presume anything.
Yep. Looking closely at the issue, a source close to her told The Intercept, Senate aides have begun inter-office meetings to grapple with how to draft a workable bill. Aides in two separate offices told The Intercept about that. So there you go, that she's talking about it. She's never seen a government program she didn't like.
There's no way to draft a workable bill on this.
Oh, it's workable if you can get it passed. 855-450-3733.
It's just
have to pass
workable.
It. We have to pass it for you to know what's in it. 855-450-FREE. Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Everything we tried failed except the Dynavite.
Pick up two bottles of Super Mega Fish Oil.
Get the third bottle free. Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Dogs love it. Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Buy two. Get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
Dynovite.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join One Way today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. We are talking about a proposal that there be a federal jobs program, a guaranteed government job for anybody who wants one. And, of course, a guaranteed government paycheck. And don't forget the mention of public sector unions and all that other good stuff, too. The number's 855-450-3733. It's Mark with you.
Aaron.
And Daryl.
Here on Free Talk Live's live Sunday edition. Let's go right to the phones, guys. Before we do, you can go get free archives going back for, more than a decade.
A long time.
Yeah, a really long time. Free archives going back so many hours of free content at archives.freetalklive.com. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Other hosts charge you for that kind of stuff. We don't. It's archives.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Carl Conan from New Jersey. Carl, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, gentlemen, I have to share this with you. I was on the county bike path the other day, and I saw a sign. It's just allowed. You can't have political signs. There was stuff to their sign that said, bad cop, no donut. So I peeled it off. It took me a while. I went up further. I wasn't going to go that far, and I found another one. Took it down. So,
sorry, there was some audio problem there, Carl. Can you say it one more time?
Yeah, the sign said that I took down on the county bike path said, bad cop, no donut.
Okay.
I know, but there's no political signs allowed there, so I took them down.
How is that a political sign? They're not saying vote for cop or vote for donut or vote against cops.
No, but we know which side put it up there, don't we? Pretty much.
Which side? Anyhow, I have no idea.
There are multiple sides. It could have been a libertarian. It could have been a non-voter.
Well, yeah, but let me go further. I think the guy's a good cop. He pulled over a car in Atlantic City that ran a red light, found out the driver had no license, no insurance registration, and arrested him. And he was a committeeman at large, which is a paid position for Atlantic City. So is he a
committeeman? Didn't have a license?
Yeah, what's the matter with that?
I guess I'm just surprised.
Yeah, we've got state reps in New Hampshire that don't have licenses.
Yeah.
I know of at least one, and he makes the argument that...
he doesn't need one, yeah.
Supreme Court ruled something, something. I'm not driving. Yeah. I'm traveling. I'm traversing the...
It's different, I suspect.
Paved surface. It's not a road.
New Hampshire than it is elsewhere, especially when you're talking about a committeeman kind of situation.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just...
Yeah.
I'm just hearing somebody doesn't have the life skills to get a driver's license is what I'm hearing. I could be wrong.
Well, I don't know, but I think that's a brave cop, too, because he could be put walking a beat in back Maryland, which is very dangerous. And, in other words, how dare you stop me? I'm a councilman at large. You're going to pay for it. Maybe. I don't even know the gender of the police officer. Is it a male or a woman? I don't know.
Well, the way the English language is structured, you just use he.
Well, I don't know, but... Let me just say this. The only way I know to check is to look between the legs, and I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, it's probably best to avoid that. Thanks for the call.
Yeah.
Appreciate it, Carl. 855-450-3733. Going on here with the article from The Intercept about the federal jobs guaranteed program thing, another politician who many suspect has his eyes on another presidential run. Senator.
When he's like 974 years old.
Well, Methuselah made it to that far. Bernie Sanders, independent from Vermont, hasn't endorsed guaranteed jobs, but recently invited one of the best-known scholars on the subject, economist Derek Hamilton, to speak alongside Warren and filmmaker Michael Moore at a live-stream town hall. It's drawn more than 3 million viewers. Sanders' former senior economist on the Senate Budget Committee, Stephanie Kelton, who went on to advise his 2016 presidential bid, has been a longtime proponent of the idea. Where Kelton is, she's now a fellow at the Sanders Institute, she released a filmed conversation between her and Jane Sanders dedicated to discussing the idea after Kelton completed a paper on the policy. In her interview with Jane Sanders, she said that a job guarantee was something that she had brought up with Bernie Sanders in her initial job interview years ago. A federal job guarantee is exactly what it sounds like. The private sector, Hamilton tells me, does not absorb stigmatized workers, those that are formerly incarcerated. I am formerly incarcerated. I spent 8.5 years in prison. I can tell you, look, first off, it's not like I went broadcasting that. Second, yes, it does absorb us. You can go get a job if you want it. It's usually not the most desirable lines of work right off.
There are a lot of job applications now, and some states have actually prohibited this question from being added to the job application. Have you ever been convicted of any crime?
That question?
That question is on a lot of job applications, yes. And it's a way for employers to just automatically discard without even looking at what the job history is. Doesn't matter that you've got all of the qualifications, had some problems with the law, so therefore discard.
It used to be, have you been convicted? It used to be on job applications. I haven't filled out a job application in a long time, and I'll certainly admit that. It used to be, have you been convicted of a felony in the last 7 years? So they would discard misdemeanors, and if it was more than 7 years. So I can tell you, walking out of prison after serving 8.5 years, I could honestly state that I had not been convicted of a felony in the last 7 years. So I would answer that question correctly when I did, and generally managed to just kind of work my way around it. So, I can see why an employer might want to know these things, but there are people that will give you jobs as an ex-con. They really will.
True. And then, there are also a lot of jobs that wind up doing the drug testing. And what's the biggest thing that people get dinged for on a drug test?
Marijuana.
Yep.
All right.
The thing that, the test only shows that you've used it within the last 30 days. It doesn't show you're high right now.
At the same rate that, these stigmatized workers, incarcerated, black, disabled, at the rate that it does not non-stigmatize workers. A job guarantee. So to some extent, disabilities might, like for instance, if you're having people dig holes, you don't want somebody in a wheelchair. It's just not going to work out. It's not that there's not work for people in wheelchairs. We, as a matter of fact, here at Free Talk Live, we got a guy who does sound work for us who's blind.
Right.
He's very qualified to do sound work. Probably not going to be our stenographer, or, you know, our best typist or something. So, you know, there you go.
He's also not going to be the one, and I know that he will appreciate this joke, he's not going to be the one that tells us if we didn't turn on the live cam.
Thank God for the people that tell us whether or not we did turn on the live cam.
Yeah.
They're good. Discord.freetalklive.com. Go check them out there. They're waiting for you to come hang out with them. going on, the job guarantee would enable workers, particularly in the lower end of the labor market, but throughout the labor market, too, it would remove the threat of unemployment and of being destitute. If you remove the... What happens, Aaron, Day, if you remove the threat of unemployment from an employee?
It's not very motivating.
Yeah. I'm just thinking...
I don't have to actually perform up to some kind of standards to keep my job? Or are they talking about, you know, if you are a lousy worker at Applebee's or TGI Fridays and you're not wearing your 37 pieces of flair and you get fired from that, you know, well, I can just go work for government and they're just going to wind up giving me guaranteed something. And at some point, maybe this guaranteed job thing just morphs into UBI.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It would UBI being a universal basic income, which is essentially money for nothing. Because if it
and the ticks for free,
if an employee can't can't be fired, you might as well never ask them not to come back to work.
Right.
Because they're going to be that bad. If Free Talk Live could keep every single one of its 190 plus radio stations guaranteed, like we didn't have to provide new, unique, interesting, compelling content on a daily basis, we could just play anything. I could just play yesterday's show again and again and again and again for as long as I felt like it. I don't feel like going in today. Daryl, you want to mail it in, whatever. What difference does it make? We've got them. They can't get rid of us. That's a really bad idea. You want an efficient workforce? Cut your bottom 5 or 10% of performing employees. Just cut them every year. That's going to make people want to not be in that bottom 5 or 10%. 855-453. That's 855-450-3733 here on Free Talk Live. You can use Skype. The username is lrn.fm or Discord. Go there too. Free Talk Live.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.